The A's host the Tigers on Bob Melvin bobblehead night. Oakland trails 4-1 in the fourth inning when Yonder Alonso starts the comeback.
The wind, the pitch, swung on, launched to right field. It's hit well and into the seats. A home run for Yonder Alonso. The breakout continues.
2-2 pitch is hit to right field. Joyce hustling back, still going back. It's over his head up against the wall. With two outs, Iglesias was running all the way, and he will score easily. Castellanos with a double. So now Zimmerman will face Yonder Alonso.
Really make a big impact.
That one is ripped to right field. Aducey's back, and it is gone.
And the season, Alonso.
5-4.
And just barely, but that's all that matters.
Here's Maxwell, final hope for the A's. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. And just got a piece of it.
That was a quarter of an inch shorter than strike three.
First pitch, line drive, base hit, left field. One run scores. Here comes the winning run, and it is over at the Coliseum.
The A's have now won two of their last three games, and Bob Melvin's team gets to celebrate a comeback victory at Oakland Coliseum.
Two outs, 0-2. Great at bat by Maxwell to get on base, and now you have some sort of a life, you know, with Joyce coming up. He can hit one out of the ballpark. It's, you know, it started with the Maxwell at bat, and then Joyce, he hits the double, and Rosie was aggressive on the first pitch. So what a night. A lot of contributions, man. We used just about everybody we had tonight, and I think – big for Frankie Montas, too, to go out there and put up a zero. Guys were telling him when he came in the dugout, we're going to get you a win tonight. So it was, you know, everybody had a part in it.
I know we've asked you about Yonder a lot, but how about specifically just the power he's shown here?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it consistently the whole year and in spring training. You know, I was saying earlier today that he's just staying with a routine. He's confident in his routine. He's a hard-working guy. He's synced up his lower half with his upper half now, and you're seeing, you know, the fruits of really hard work and certainly talent. I mean, he's a strong kid, and now, you know, the power's really coming to work, you know, the potential could be.
You were saying the other day how Healy has a tendency to have some interesting games.
Yeah.
He has the two errors in the top of the inning, and then he comes back with a run in the box.
That shows you some toughness. Because it's easy to just fold up tent after you make a couple errors and you know, back off just a little bit, but he doesn't. You know, he's a fierce competitor, and he's not going to let something like that bother him. I've played with Bob Brindley, who had four errors in one inning and ended up hitting a walk-off homer, and there's some similarities to the intensity and the confidence that those guys have.
Han gets two quick ground outs, and they just seem to struggle with his command the rest of the time he was out there, but what do you think his issue was, and what about the job the rest of the staff did in sort of the relay to get you to the end of that
game?
Well,
he's part of the win. I mean, it's they made him work hard. They made him throw a lot of pitches. You know, he ends up throwing 100 pitches before he comes out of the game. And so, you know, it was one of those games where maybe not his best stuff, but, you know, you keep battling, try to keep your team in the game no matter what you give up. That's got to be it, and that's got to be your mindset. But, you know, it's not his best game, but end of the day, we win the game. That's all it's about.
Steven Vogt, okay?
Yeah.
Adam Rosales finishes 1-for-4 with a big walk-off single in the ninth inning as he continues to fill in nicely for the injured Marcus Semien.
I'm thinking he's coming right at me. You know, I got to be ready to hit. I'm an aggressive hitter, so he gave me a good pitch to hit. Found a hole. Joyce scored. Joyce is clear. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, you guys still there?
Oh, we're here. We're just watching you, buddy. You look great. You know, Rosie, we were just talking when Francisco Rodriguez, with his great curveball, and your hitting coach, Darren Bush, talked about deception. You said first pitch fastball, these figures going to come at you. How much we're aware of his history, of things that he has done in situations like that, especially with a run at third base?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great pitcher, you know. Definitely did. But I just try to stay within my game and our team to stay together. You know, we kept on fighting. So it's awesome to be a part of.
And Rosie, guys have been struggling, but are you a believer that a win like this can, I don't know, get things going a little bit? I know each day has its own different outcome, but are you a believer in momentum carrying over to the next day?
I mean, no question. I mean, it's a long season, but yeah, a win like this, we're excited to show up at the ballpark tomorrow.
How happy are you? And I know you think Marcus Semien, unfortunately, we showed him tonight, he's on the bench watching. You know he's going to play, but how great is it for you every day to get a chance to be in the lineup and play?
It is. I mean, it's a definitely good opportunity. I mean, I'm hoping Marcus gets strong pretty soon, but yeah, it's a good opportunity to play every day, to get those reps, you know, you get into the rhythm, get your timing.
And every once in a while, a walk-off hit. Nice
that's
job,
right.
Rosie.
All right, thank you, guys.
First of the year.
Yeah.
That's great.
The A's will go for the series win on Sunday against the Tigers when Sonny Gray takes his second crack at his first win of the season.